Well, hello and welcome to the programme. This week we are out of the warm studio and we are out and about. Local farmers began their next phase of the IFA's Enough is Enough campaign this week, with protests at the meetings of Sligo and Leitrim County Councils. The Enough is Enough campaign centres around the fact that farmers are angry with what they say is increased regulation, reduced supports and falling incomes. AgriWeek attended both protests and will hear from those affected on the ground. We begin in Sligo. Sligo branch IFA chairperson Michael O'Dowd has long campaigned for the rights of farmers. Surrounded by his fellow members and local representatives, the chairperson outlined the reasons for the protest on Monday morning.
The word is getting out there that there's major problems with farming, with red tape, regulation, you know, the whole lot. The whole thing is grinding to a halt. The farmers have more paperwork every week. It's unreal, you know, and most of the simple farming, it's what we've done for generations, but it's overridden with red tape and everything else. So I suppose to bring it to Sligo County Council is the stage we're at. We have, 17 or 18 or 19 county councillors in the county, and it's great to see, I think, nearly everyone is here. Local powers there here in the county, our local representatives, a lot of the people here, you know, they're related in some ways to farming, most of the rural constituency, and you know, we have to get the word to you. We have a handout there. I see Michael, our mayor, has handed there. So you know, what we want maybe is just to gauge your concerns and maybe put a proposal at your county council meeting that you support what Sligo farmers are doing and what farmers nationally are doing. It's a big issue. It's about food security, and we don't want to get into a ways where, like, the Nature Restoration Law was passed last week, and it has the potential to do huge damage to this part of the world, because we have the high value carbon land that's well farmed and well looked after for generations, and we want to keep it that way, and we want to keep that farmland in farmers' hands that are doing a good job of it. With Britain out of Europe, we probably have most of the carbon land that Europe actually are trying to get their hands on. So we have to avoid that happening. We have to fight strong, we have to fight solid, and we need all your support as county councillors to bring our message to all your parties in national government and further afield. It is an election year, and it's not, you know, it's probably maybe not a coincidence, but we have local elections, I think, in June. We have MEP has been elected. I think it's the next one this year on account of the population or whatever it is. So our message is loud and clear. It's to stop the rot in farming, stop the over-regulation and all of these sorts of things. And, you know, to give farmers a bit of respect and a bit of decency for the fine work they're doing. Without food, nothing is too important. Every day everyone has to eat food, and you know, if we don't have the farmers to do that, we're in huge crisis as a nation. We're an island, and food security is very, very important, as has always been. There was compulsory tillage back 50-100 years ago, and stuff like that. So without saying much more, I suppose, really support and thank you all for being here. And sorry, and you know, Robert, I know your meeting is coming up in probably half an hour. And there is a resolution in this, and we'd like, you know, to get full support. There is local issues to do with Sligo that wouldn't be down the country, but we can deal with him at a later stage. So I'm here, Dr. Here, Jerry Mullaney. Thanks for being here.
Thanks to Michael, Chairman of the IFA.
Meanwhile, Cathaoirleach of Sligo County Council, Gerard Mullaney, who himself is a farmer, spoke in solidarity with those who were protesting. He invited members of the IFA branch into the council chamber.
I want to welcome you all here to the grounds of County Hall today. As you know, we're having our meeting at 10 o'clock, and I'd be very familiar with a lot of your issues. I was reading Silas this morning at 4:45, as was a good number of my colleagues. So we are fully supportive, I have no doubt, of everything you have mentioned there. Now, there's a motion going to be put to the meeting as proposed by Councillor Walsh and seconded by Councillor Queenan to suspend standing order. And it's up to the meeting whether to decide to suspend standing order or not. If standing orders are suspended, there'll be a discussion on and a motion put forward, which your concerns in the motion. So what I would say to you is, maybe you would select about 6 or 8 people to come into the meeting, because we have already a delegation booked in. We've already guests booked in from the school. So if you select maybe 8 people to come into the meeting and you hear what happens in the debate. So again, we're all very supportive of you, and just to say again, you're welcome here today. And we'll give you a few minutes to decide on who's coming in. Is that okay?
That's great.
Hold on.
Eddie Davitt is a familiar voice to many on this programme, and he is a former Sligo Branch IFA chairperson who has been known not to mince his words when it comes to all things farming. He is a native of West Sligo, and he also attended this week's protest outside Sligo County Council. He says farmers are losing their grip on their land.
There's a group of people out there now with funding behind them for the last 25 years that were penniless. That's the National Parks. They have taken serious control over our land. And lads and girls, you need to watch them, because I tell you one thing, if you listen to some of the stuff that are on Ocean FM radio yesterday morning, from 9 o'clock to 9:30, they'll be on about the climate change and climate action and the lovely things and how beautiful the country is looking. But who is it at the expense of? Only the farmers and the landowners. We are losing our grip of our land. This is land that we, our grandfathers and our fathers worked hard for, and so did I, and paid for and bought it. But the National Parks now is taking over control of our land. And this great buzzword about the carbon that's out there now. We have 80% of this type of land in the west of Ireland. It's the only part of Europe now, because England has left Europe now. We have 80% of this type of land in Europe. It's the most carbon efficient land in the country. But then on the other side of their mouth, they come along and they say 80% of the habitats is damaged. What's their view of damage now? And who caused the damage? Only the National Parks, when they destocked us of our sheep 25 years ago and came in and brought in the Birds Habitat Directive. They have thousands of acres taken over now, and not too far out the road, out at Lahiski there, they have over 600 acres of land there now. They're on about re-wetting and rewilding. They're abroad shower of clowns now, driving down sheets of galvanised down on the ground, trying to stop the water. There's a valley here between that hill and here, and they're putting these sheets of galvanised down on the ground now, creating a habitat for the birds. There's two lakes, maybe 20 hectares in each lake, just beside them. But these lads is coming up with these ideas and girls. They have the potential to destroy our land and destroy the habitats that we have protected for centuries. So I'd save it at that. But it's one area that we feel they're coming down on our private, on our lowland, and interfering on our lowland. And they're telling us and dictating to us what we can and we cannot do. There's something like 42 schemes out there. My God almighty. What a clown show and a comedian show they're running above in the Department of Agriculture. And no one is responsible for anything anymore. We had an acre scheme there. We're 2 years into it now. And they still haven't the scheme all decided on. We got 5,000 there last week, and some got 4,000. But they might have to pay back 2,000 of that money at the end of the year. I mean, what sort of show is our department running? I'll leave it at that, lads.
Another one of those in attendance was chairperson of the Sligo Dairy Committee, Pádraig Mulligan. Pádraig and his wife have been building a family-run dairy business in Templeboy since the early 1970s. He outlined his frustrations with the current situation and feels that it has left farmers in a precarious position.
I'm very upset at what's happening. We have kept all the regulations. We started off a dairy farmer. Dairy farm, ours is a dairy farm, a family run farm. There's 10 of our family working on the farm. Between full time and part time, we employ 16 altogether, plus all the contracts who come in to do the various work on the year. When we started off milking one cow in 1972, and Chagas increased our herd. When the shackles was taken off prior to 2020, we were told to keep expanding. We have done so. We've invested millions of pounds down through the years in all our facilities. We produce milk, wonderful stuff, which we're very proud of what we produce, and the consumer deserves it. But when we were told to stop putting out slurry from the 15th of October to the 15th of January, 10 or 12 years ago. We did that. We have done everything since. And the goalpost is moving all the time. If we've got time to do something, we will try our best. We're trying to keep within the regulations. But the goalposts are moving every day. Expenses has gone up. They've gone crazy, the expenses. They haven't come down. The only thing that has really come down a little bit is fertiliser, but meals and all diesel, all expenses has gone up. We're employing an awful lot of people. Everybody, you can, from the postman up to the people today, and we're presenting a wonderful service. We're producing 1.5 litres of liquid milk for the winter months. That gives everyone an opportunity to get a wonderful product, which we're very proud of producing. So I'm very, very disappointed what's happening, and it's going to kettle our dairy farm, our farm family. I have 4 grandsons who help me on the dairy farm, plus my own son, plus my son-in-law's, and I don't know where we're going. We're just not going. We can't keep going what we are. We're moving all the time. They're telling us now that our planner tells us we can only put out a certain amount of fertiliser this year, and we have to put out a slurry at a certain time. We have to bring slurry a long distance. We've employed a lorry at over 100 euros an hour to draw slurry from one farm to the other. We can't put out the ordinary fertiliser we're putting out on. So things are very, very serious for us. I don't know where we're going from here.
And Paul, you mentioned your grandsons and your son-in-law too. Do you feel these restrictions that are currently being put in place, it's maybe pushing them off their interest in farming? Do you think maybe in 10 years time they'll be farming?
They will be farming, and I'm hoping they will, and they love farming. They're out Sunday morning, Monday morning, regardless what day they're off school, they're out helping us. But I see no future in them, because they're working very hard. We've put in a modern, we've invested an awful lot of money in modern technology, and they are using it and capable of using it. But if we cannot produce what we plan to produce, we're going nowhere. Every cow is there for a reason. We didn't have them there for fun. They're there for a reason. And if there's more expense put on each cow, the numbers that we're drawing, there'll be more expense put on each cow. So I don't know where we're just going from now. Very, very disappointed that I built up this farm, and that it's not going to be a proposition in the years ahead, because the goalposts are moving every day. Yeah.
And Pádraic, just here outside the offices of Sligo County Council, Cathaoirleach Gerard Mullaney has spoken really in solidarity with the farmers. Is that heartening to see, or is it you would hope there's action towards this?
Well, I hope there's action from now on, and I think the government is responsible for this mess we're in. They employed Chagas. Chagas came out and done a wonderful job, worked very hard with us, but it was the government that employed them, and they should take responsibility now to take on, be responsible for what has happened, and not running away from us and pushing us out every day. They're pushing. We had to fence away 1.5 metres from the drains 2 years ago. We are up to do everything. All the traceability of every traceability, once the day the calf is born, until it goes to the fact that there's traceability, and everything is done very professionally. We're employing a lot of people. Chag is involved with us, IFAC is employed with us, the council is employed. We're giving an awful lot of employment to everybody. Everybody's getting money off us, and we're not getting it at all. We're working ourselves, trying to keep the wolf from the door, and we're finding it very difficult. And if they keep implementing what they are, enough is enough, we can go no further.
Following the protest, 6 members of the Sligo branch of the IFA attended the local authorities' monthly meeting. AgriWeek caught up with the chairperson of Sligo IFA, Michael O'Dowd, and he said he was encouraged by the response by members of the council.
We're very pleased and happy that we got an extended period of time with the county council this morning. They broke their meeting on 2 occasions to hear her, for them to get their message across. And in all fairness to the 18 county councillors, they all spoke admirably, as well as the Cathaoirleach. So we're very happy. We're very happy to have achieved that, and hopefully that they will take our considerations and our serious concerns into heart and to view, and that they'll be mindful of them as the months go forward, that they can do whatever they can in whatever way they can, you know, to represent us the best they can, and, you know, particularly with their politics and their parties, and their people that's in National in Dáil Éireann.
And we saw a good crowd outside as well. It was actually great to see that, a turnout on a Monday morning.
It was great. It was great, Ronan, to be honest. I'm very happy that so many farmers turned up, and boys and girls and young lads and everything else, and tractors there in front of the council hall here. It was wonderful to see. you know, it does take a big effort, especially on a Monday morning. Like, farming is very busy this time of the year with cows calving, cows to be milked, sheep being, and everything is happening. The weather has been pretty atrocious the last few months. But thankfully, this morning was good, and I'm delighted at the large crowd of IFM members from all branches that turned out here this morning at Sligo.
And finally, we see the protest there this morning. Was the message is to keep the fight going?
Keep the fight going. The fight is to be fought, is to be won or lost, but we have no choice. And I do believe, like, listening to all the county councillors there representing all parties and none, the serious concerns they have of our plight, and I have no doubt but that they will do everything possible to you know, get results, because it's critical that food production is sustained and that farmers you know, get a bit of a break in the whole lot of it, because it is putting actually health issues, problems with health is unreal, because every week of the year there's paperwork, there's farms, there's the whole lot, and it's just gone beyond reality. Like, you know, farming at the end of the day is about doing the farming, and like, farming would have been generally easy to do for farmers, but it's actually the amount of paperwork and all that thing, and having consultants and, you know, all sorts of people in, and it's all costing money, and we're not actually getting paid for that. Like, when you take a lot of these schemes, and I think somebody in there mentioned 44 schemes, the whole lot of them, like, wouldn't amount to an income for, you know, an average person that would be working 9 to 5, like, you know. So there has to be a sea change in the whole thing. I'm really delighted that we had this meeting today in Sligo, and, you know, it is a continuation of the campaign as Enough is Enough, and, you know, we expect to get significant results both nationally and European, because our MEPs have to step up to the plate as well, and they actually have to represent the people that, you know, in these regions, particularly in relation to carbon sequestration, all that type of thing. And I've said often enough, like, you know, just as far as planning, building a house, it's nearly impossible to get planning permission in County Sligo to build anything. But you've no problem putting up a 60-foot wall of monoculture sitka, which is not the solution to climate change and is no benefit to getting our carbon emissions zeroed and neutralised.
Elsewhere in Leitrim, IFA representatives addressed Monday's meeting of Leitrim County Council in Kinlaw. They highlighted the ongoing challenges they face, including looking for greater support and higher prices for their produce. Prior to Monday's meeting getting underway, John Lynch spoke to three farmers that were protesting outside the community centre, and he began with Thomas Curry.
Farmers are being forced out of business, you know, and government seems to be prioritising air flights now over food. You know, they're talking about increasing the Dublin Labour by 25%, yet they want farmers to reduce their emissions by 25% worth. So, you know, food is more important than flights. Farmers have been forced out of business, their costs and everything else, so I'm here in support of the farmers.
Yeah, and you're stating here the importance of farms, as your sign says, no farmers, no food, as simple as that. And really, the cost of farming has increased so much, and that's been really difficult.
Yes, even in the supermarkets, farmers have been screwed. They're not getting enough off the big supermarkets. And I think it's time that another market was found for their produce. You know, they won't be left dependent on these big supermarket chains.
A lot of the policies in relation to farming, unfortunately, are made at government level, but you feel, by highlighting it here at local authority level, that this can help raise the awareness and maybe implement change?
It is a start, you know, but the anti needs to go, because, you know, we need a lot more stronger protest than this. You know, it'll take a lot more than this to bring change about with the government. We need similar, like, what to have what's going on in France at the moment. And we had it back here in the 60s when the NFA blocked the roads and everything else, and there was some success that time. You know, if we're not being listened to here, we need to bring it out onto the streets.
And you've attracted large numbers here today, the farmers of all different ages and from right around the county.
That's true, yes, they're from all ages. And, you know, farmers are, not only the farmers, but a lot of other businesses depend on farmers around here. There's small shops and all that, and hardware stores and all that. Farming is an indigenous business, and, you know, it has to be protected.
And do you plan to take further action after today, Thomas?
Well, I'm here as an individual myself, but I don't have to, I hope that other farming organisations do, you know. And I say the word, because they are very serious about it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed.
Seamus McGowan.
Seamus, thank you for joining us here at Ocean FM. You're protesting here now today. Townlands, your sign is saying, is vacated. 145 in Leitrim, 67 in Sligo. 648,000 farmers in Ireland in 1928, 260,000 in 1972, and 172,000 in 2005. But those numbers are decreasing all the time.
Yeah, those figures speak for themselves. And the main farmer organisations ignored all that over the years, and as well as that, the government and councils and all the rest, which is local government.
How serious is it for many farmers now? How close are a number of farmers maybe with their backs to the wall and maybe even going under?
Well, between 2000, from 1997 until 2016, 40% of the farmers left the land in the West. And between since 2016, there has been a huge drop again. 660, I think it is, in Cavan alone, and it's a superior county to ours landwise and farmer numbers.
And what message would you be sending out here today through the local authority in Leitrim to the Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue?
Well, to change his policies and try to adopt a farmer-friendly policy that would be good for rural Ireland. And to protect the family farm and to stop the conspiracy of driving people from the lands. That was mentioned by the head of entertainment in Ireland back as far as 1984-85 time. And you know who that was?
Would the argument
said it in a statement on the Luke Kelly tape that it was a conspiracy, really.
Would the argument wash at all at you that this is European driven and that's very little the Irish government can do?
Well, they're up against it maybe that way, but they shouldn't be in Europe maybe in the first place. That we are dragged into a huge mass producing system that our country didn't belong to, or the structures in it wasn't able to cope with, you know. So the small farmers fell to one side, that's what happened. And the policies that the councils and the government were adopting was ushering that on.
That's about all we have time for this week on Ocean FM's AgriWeek. Thanks to all our contributors and most importantly you for listening. Until next time, from me, Ronan Flanagan, it's Slán agus Beannacht.